This is episode number 2373 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, January 24th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
A source says that Amy Robach was blindsided by the extent of T.J. Holmes's alleged affairs.
Well, I'm pretty sure he probably didn't come clean with her before they hooked up.
Either that, well, there's probably that, and the fact that she probably didn't listen to probably 50 people there who were like talking
saying,
about
him. Oh, no, you shouldn't go out with him. Don't go out with him. He's bad news.
Amy didn't expect her alleged affair with TJ to blow up like it has.
Well, I... Do people really think they can get away with this? People at work know you better than just about anybody.
True.
And so if you're out, you know, fooling around with one of the coworkers,
uh-huh,
people are going to know.
That's
people
right.
People are going to know.
Yeah, because if people who have been there for a while know him.
Yeah.
And it's like, uh-oh, we see the signs.
Well,
he's a flirting.
The biggest sign is they go to coffee together every day, or they go out for drinks after work every night, or they go to lunch every day together. You know how that works.
Well, Amy didn't expect her alleged affair with TJ to blow up like it has. Now, according to the source for U.S. Sun, reputable source, of course.
Well, yeah, of course.
She had no idea the scope of TJ's alleged past office romances.
Not until it all came out in the media this last couple of months, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's what happens.
Now she's blindsided. You
know?
Wow.
I
wonder if they're still seeing each other.
That's a good question.
We're not hearing that at all, are we? We're not hearing anything.
Now, one thing this was referring to was TJ's little dilly-dallies with an intern who's 13 years his junior and an ABC producer.
Right, right.
So she certainly did not foresee that their relationship was going to cause major upheaval outside of her own marriage.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, wait a minute. outside of the husband and the kids.
Andrew Hsu.
Yeah, right? Upheaval.
So the new report comes just 1 week after a source claimed to DailyMail.com that Holmes had a months-long affair in 2015 with a then 24-year-old Jasmine Petaway.
Petaway. She was a script supervisor, I believe.
Petaway.
You like that name, don't you?
Petaway. Yeah, it's cool.
It's a cool name.
It's a fitting. I can't say it's fitting.
Look, when it comes to Amy, I get it, and I don't, you know what, maybe she's kind of the innocent, somewhat innocent.
She was taken in by his charms.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe that was it. And then finds out that he's just a player.
He's a player. But you think, because she's been there a little while, you think she would have known.
Well, you would think.
You know.
And maybe he's come clean with her. You don't know that. We don't know that.
Hi, Amy. I'm a player.
Now he has. Well, there you go. We'll keep an eye on this one for you.
I'm going to be talking about Pamela Anderson.
Pamela Anderson.
Uh-huh. He claims that Tim Allen once flashed his...
Oh, jeez.
His junk at her.
Wow.
And he denies it.
Well, of course. What's he going to say? And it's her word against his.
Right.
I mean, she made him... He made her a star, by God.
That's true.
That's the way he thinks about it. I know how Tim Allen thinks. I've been exposed to Tim Allen. He never exposed himself to me, and I've never exposed myself to, but I've been exposed to him in person, and he's that kind of guy.
But this was her first foray into, you know, except for that Playboy thing.
That Playboy thing.
On the first day of filming Home Improvement, I walked out of my dressing room, and Tim was in the hallway in his robe. So he opened his robe and flashed me quickly.
Oh, my God.
Completely naked underneath.
Ay, ay, ay.
So this is what she's writing in Love, Pamela. Her new memoir hitting shelves next week.
Her memoir.
So she claims it was a joke in which Tim said that he thought it only fair, since he had seen her naked in her first Playboy spread a couple years earlier, that she should see him naked too, and now they're even.
That sounds like Tim Allen.
That would be.
Totally sounds like Tim Allen, the Tim Allen that I knew back in the 90s, okay? And in a time when... it wasn't right, but this is kind of the way Hollywood was. That was the Me Too thing,
right?
30 some odd years ago. So I think I believe Pamela. I think I do.
Tim denies her claim and says he would never, never do such a thing.
No. Well, he wouldn't now since he's seen Tommy Lee Schlong.
Yeah.
There's no competing with that.
Nah.
Men, there's no competing with that.
Keep your robes closed.
Keep your robes closed. Because Pamela's had better. I didn't say bigger. I said better.
Well, maybe not better, just more of it. It's all in what you know. It's in all in what you know how to do with it.
Well, you know, it sounds like Pamela knew what to do with it. But anyway.
Well, he had the gentleman who is the possessor of the thing. He, big or small, if you don't know what to do
if it's somebody's
more than a mouthful
away. We're talking about Pamela Anderson.
Pamela was the first tool girl on Home Improvement.
Yes, she was.
When it debuted in 1991. Yep. Since then, her career took off on Baywatch, and of course, the infamous sex tape with lover Tommy Lee.
Speaking of Tommy, I worked at the Walt Disney Studio. Nobody cares about this, but I worked at the Walt Disney Studios when Home Improvement shot the pilot, and for all the years it shot there, it was shot in Burbank on the Walt Disney Studios.
Yep.
And the boys would run around the lot all day long and cause mischief.
Really?
They would run around. And I remember that Patricia Richardson was a new mom. She had twins. So Patricia walking next to her nanny, who was pushing the two twins
in
strollers.
Yes.
And Patricia was like, you know, doing her star thing. But anyway, yeah, it was a fun time. Good times. With our apologies to Patricia Richardson and Halle Berry. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.